Hello, and a warm welcome to this Respiratory Futures podcast. I have the pleasure of being joined today on a sunny afternoon in Oxford by Professor John Stradling, Emeritus Professor of Respiratory Medicine at the University of Oxford. Dr. Robert Kaufman, a GP at the Binfield practice in Berkshire with a special interest in ENT, and Dr. Ian Smith, Consultant Chest Physician and Director of the Royal Papworth Respiratory Support and Sleep Centre. Our guests will be talking about GP screening for obstructive sleep apnea. This is a new approach which has the potential to significantly improve detection rates and waiting times. So I'm excited to hear more. Yeah.
So I think today what we're really interested in is that because of the enormous increase in the prevalence and recognition of sleep apnea, most sleep centres are now completely overloaded and finding they cannot cope with the workload. And in some ways, this is a little bit like has occurred with hypertension over the last 20, 30 years, when initially hypertension was a rare diagnosis managed in hospital, and now it's nearly entirely managed by general practitioners. And I think in some ways, it's possible that sleep apnea is going to move in that direction. So the question we're asking today is really, can sleep apnea be diagnosed? And what sort of models exist? What sort of models might we want to see existing? What are the pros and cons? And indeed, as we've discovered in Oxford, perhaps what models don't work?